August 5th. It's actually August 12th, but I'm receiving word that I cannot be heard in the studio, so let me put on some. Here's a record. While I try to get this fixed. This is just background while I try to get this fixed. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Jeff Lentz is back on. Great. Hey, how's it going? I guess we're back on. That's really cool. I'm not prepared at this moment. Because we were down. And now what time is it? It's 10:20. I've been back here behind the scenes pushing buttons. I went on and power... What did I do? What was that called? Power cycle? Power cycle the server. Hello, it's the LP Lounge. This is DJ Microphone. Thanks for tuning in. Well, now that we're here and started, let's play something. Let's get something going here. Come on. There we go. I just saved this.
Never. in love like you can't do nothing for yourself.
Yeah.
morning. Let's try to do a show here. We just heard Mannequin Pussy. That was Mannequin Pussy with Romantic off the 2016 album Romantic. Before that we heard I Throw Glass at My Friend's Eyes and Now I'm on Probation by Destroy Boys in 2017. The Sorry Mom album. We heard Summertime by Janis Joplin, 1968. By the way, Mannequin Pussy and Destroy Boys, they did just perform this weekend at the Outside Lands Festival. That was cool. On August 12, 1970, at Harvard, Janis Joplin performs what will be her final concert, ending with a version of Gershwin's Summertime. She dies less than 2 months later. Heroin. Anyhow, so that's why we play that song, Summertime, there. We heard Metallica, The Day That Never Comes. That song has something to do with this date. I just can't remember. I had it in my notes, but the station was down when I came in here, so I had to, and I kind of, things got scattered as I was trying to put things back together. We also heard Beck, Truck Driving Neighbor Downstairs, Yellow Sweat from Mellow Gold in 1994. And Beck performed this weekend at Outside Lands. Yes, he did. This is the LP Lounge. Microphone, and that guy behind me effing around with his Tandy. That's DJ B. The old man in me is gonna come out. Let's play some oldies. It's Les Paul's birthday. He was born August 12th. No, it's not Les Paul's birthday, my bad. It's Les Paul's death day. Les Paul's death day. He died August 12th, 2009.
That's not funny, I'm just laughing at something else. Sorry.
Jeez. It's Joe Jones' birthday. You know Joe Jones? He's from New Orleans. Well, he was born in New Orleans, August 12, 1926. Yeah, real old. He wrote his 1960 hit. He sang the song, big 1960 hit called You Talk Too Much. I see August 12th, 2008. Metallica released The Day That Never Comes. Alright, this has been nice. I'm gonna play some music. There's Les Paul. There's a little Les Paul for his death day today. Les Paul, popular electric guitarist whose inventions and techniques were key to the development of the instrument. He died at 94, August 12th, 2009. What a long life he lived.
never will happen again. 'Cause I was a mere lad of 16. I've aged a year since then. She was only 16. Only 16. With eyes that were flawed.
Listening to Oldies Radio Valencia. Just joking. Oldies Radio Valencia. Monday in the morning. I'm just joking. It's Tuesday, and just thought I'd play a couple oldies. You might think it's, oh, is it somebody's 16th birthday? You just played two 16 songs from the oldies. No, no. 16 Candles. The Crusts. It was recorded on this date in 1958. 16 Candles. Old song's birthday today. Before that was Only 16 by Craig Douglas. What was his name? Craig. I might have the name wrong. Well, he was born on this date, August 12th, 1941. I prefer Sam Cooke's version. Sam Cooke's version, yeah. But that was all right. It was that dude there. He was big in the UK. I heard yesterday was Radio Valencia's 15th birthday. Happy birthday to Radio Valencia. Last night when I turned on a show that comes on here on Monday nights titled Hell's Kitchen, when I turned it on last night, as I was participating in the plant life, never mind what I was doing, plant life I was involved with. So, Mr. Hell on Hell's Kitchen, great show that comes on here Monday nights. He was giving us a history of when he first flipped the switch over, well, it was 15 years ago. And it's nice to hear the story of this little ragtag radio station that you're listening to now. It was nice to hear this, the history of it. You can tune in. You can listen to his show. It's on, I'm sure it's on the podcasts section. Or you can also click on Time Machine to get some good history of RV and to hear great music from John Hell. You know, we got a PayPal button. There's a PayPal button. Please push it and donate. Like, instead of going and buying $5 on a coffee tomorrow, spend that $5 on us right here, on keeping the station alive. Thank you. PayPal button. Thank you. You're wonderful. If you didn't give, you're still wonderful. You gave us a listen.
I was just having fun.